Sons of freedom, listen to me, and your daughters to give ear. You a sad and mournful story, as was ever told, shall hear. All you know, his troops surrendered and defenseless left the West. Then our forces quick assembled the invaders to resist. Among the troops that marched to Erie was the Kingston Volunteers. Captain Thomas then commanded to protect our West frontiers. Soon they came where noble Perry had assembled all his fleet. Then the gallant Byrd enlisted, hoping soon the foe to meet. But behold, a ball has struck him. See the crimson current flow. Leave the deck, exclaimed brave Perry. No, cried Byrd, I will not go. But there came most dismal tidings from Lake Erie's distant shore. Better far if Byrd had perished midst the battle's awful roar. Dearest parents, read the letter. This will bring sad news to you. Do not mourn your first beloved, though this brings his last adieu. I must suffer for deserting from the brig Niagara. Read this letter, brothers, sisters, 'tis the last you'll hear from me. Lo, he fought so brave at Erie, freely bled and nobly dared. Let his courage plead his mercy, let his precious life be spared. Farewell, Byrd, farewell forever. Friends and home he'll see no more. But his mortal frame lies buried on Lake Erie's distant shore.